的信息，小弟想用信仰的危机跟大家分享。
The theme that I'd like to use for this convocation is the crisis of our faith.
Faith in crisis 啊。
Oh, the faith in crisis.
我们的信仰在危机的当中。
Our faith is in crisis.
什么叫做危机？
What is crisis?
危机是一个非常危险的一个情况。
A crisis is a very dangerous situation.
我们社会上面有经济危机。
In the society, we experience economic crisis.
可能政治上有政治的危机。
And we also politically experience political crisis.
就财个人可能有个人的财务危机。
And in terms of our personal wealth, we also face financial crisis.
危机是不好的。
A crisis is not something good.
因为危机是危险的。
Because a crisis is something dangerous.
但是危机这个字，危险当中也包括了机会。
But in this crisis, within this danger, there it offers opportunity as well.
如果你发现你进到这个危险的情况当中，
so when you realize that you have fallen into something dangerous,
你马上做出一些改变。
Immediately, you made a change.
这个往往是你重新成长、重新得力的一个机会。
So very often, this is an opportunity for you to grow and to regain your strength.
我们不要怕危机。
Therefore, let us not be afraid of crisis.
危机是不可以避免的。
Crisis is something that is unavoidable.
但是我们可以选择从危机当中学习。
But we can choose to learn from crisis.
重新得力，改变自己。
And to once again renew ourselves and change ourselves.
但是最大的危机是什么？
But what then is the greatest crisis?
不知道自己在危机当中。
It is when you don't know that you are actually in a crisis.
有一个非常有名的科学实验。
And there is a very famous scientific experiment.
叫做煮青蛙。
It's called cooking the frog.
这个实验大家应该都听过。
So I believe many of us have heard of this experiment.
青蛙是冷血动物。
The frog is a cold-blooded animal.
它里面没有办法维持自己的体温，像我们人一样。
It is not able to maintain a stable temperature like a human being.
对温度的感应没有那么敏感。
And it is not sensitive to the change in temperature.
如果你把一只青蛙丢到滚烫的水里面。
So if you throw a frog into a boiling water,
它还是可以感觉得到那个热。
The frog can still experience the heat.
会马上跳出来。
会吗？
会。
And they will immediately jump out of the water.
因为网络上有人做过实验。
Because on the internet, someone actually did this experiment.
不要以为他那么笨哦，冷血了就烫水都还在游泳。
Don't think that they're so foolish that they still continue to swim in the hot water.
神是给他一点点的这个知道危险。
Because God did give him a little bit of a feeling of danger.
100度的水太烫了。
But boiling water of 100 degrees is too hot.
但是你放在那个冷水里面。
But if you put the frog in the cold water.
慢慢的加温，不要很快啊，不要把那个火害到最大，要慢慢的加温。
And if you gradually increase the temperature.
很慢的。
Very, very gradual.
他的身体感觉不到这个变化。
Then this frog will not be able to tell the difference.
到最后就是被煮在里面就死掉了。
And then ultimately, the frog would die and be cooked in the water.
最大的危机是不知道自己正在危机当中。
So the greatest crisis is when we don't know that we're in crisis.
我们今天的信徒就是这样。
So our believers today are like this.
但是神很爱我们。
But God loves us.
圣灵透过启示录告诉末世信徒，末世的教会会遇到哪几种的危机。
So in the book of Revelation, through the Holy Spirit, it tells us the warnings to different churches.
在还没有进到危机之前，我们就知道危机的存在。
So that before we enter into crisis, we already know that there lies a crisis.
甚至你在里面呢，要醒过来。
And perhaps you're already in crisis, so you need to wake up.
好，那么第一节我们就来讲第一种危机。
So for this first session, I'd like to talk about the first crisis.
就是失落了的爱。
Which is the lost love.
好，我们看启示录。
Please turn to the book of Revelation.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
启示录第二章的第四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4.
我们大声一起读。
Let's read out aloud together.
一二三。
One, two, three.
然而
Nevertheless,
有一件事
我
要责备你，
that you have left your first love.
就是你把其中的爱心离弃了。这是圣灵指责当时以弗所教会的话。
So this was the words of rebuke of the Holy Spirit to the church in Ephesus.
圣灵啊，不单只是安慰啊，圣灵还可以责备。
So the Holy Spirit not only comforts, but it also can rebuke us.
我们今天比较强调圣灵的安慰，圣灵的恩典。
Today we mostly emphasize on the comfort and the help of the Holy Spirit.
其实圣灵更重要的工作就是责备。
But actually, the more important work of the Holy Spirit is to rebuke us.
教会早期的灵工很兴旺。
So in the early days of our church, the spiritual work is flourishes.
圣灵会充满的时候，会透过工人或者透过方言来责备教会。
So when one is filled with the Holy Spirit, through the interpretation of the tongues, the Holy Spirit will rebuke the church.
人有时候不敢责备人。
Because as humans, we tend to be afraid to rebuke others.
大家客客气气的，哪敢责备别人？你今天哪里敢随便骂人？
Because we're very polite to one another. So which one of us here dare to rebuke others?
这是圣灵讲的话，很尖锐，很。那个剑好像很两刃的利剑。
But here the rebuke of the Holy Spirit is just like a two-edged sword. It's very sharp.
那当时圣灵责备以弗所教会之前，也是赞美他们一下，鼓励他们了一下。
But at that time, before the Holy Spirit rebuked the church in Ephesus, it also complimented them first.
我们看二章的第一节到第三节。
To encourage them, so let's now read chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
二章的一节到第三节。
Chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
你要写信。给以弗所教会的使者说呢，右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中行走的说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称是使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。第三节，你也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。以弗所教会有很多的优点。
So the church in Ephesus has many good traits.
以弗所是个大城市。
Ephesus is a big city.
保罗在那边建立的教会已经有几十年了。
And there Paul established a church for tens of years.
在使徒约翰写起书录的时候，以弗所已经是一个成熟的教会。
So when the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation, the church in Ephesus is already a mature church.
因为真理上面他们是站得住。
So they can stand fast in the truth.
他们不可容忍恶人在教会。
And they were not able to tolerate the evil in the church.
这里告诉我们，教会有时候有恶人哦。
So this also reminds us that sometimes in the church there are also evil people.
我们不要以为教会每一个人都是好人。
So we cannot assume that everyone in church are good.
大部分的人都是好人，但是有时候教会有恶人。
A majority of the people in church are good, but sometimes there are evil people in the church.
犯罪不悔改的人。
There are people who have committed sin and refuse to repent.
再来呢，不守规矩的人。
And next, there are people who do refuse to keep the laws and regulations.
在乱教会的人。
And there are people who try to create chaos in the church.
但是以弗所教会很成熟。
But the church in Ephesus is very mature.
不管你是什么人，只要你是恶人，教会就责备你，教会就来。规劝你，或者是停止你的工作。
So regardless who you are, if you are evil, then the church will rebuke you or even stop your ministry in the church.
教会不怕恶人，教会不要怕恶人。
So the church should not be afraid of the evil people.
如果不悔改，就请他走。
So if they refuse to repent, then we invite them to leave.
不守规矩就要责备。
And if they refuse to keep the rules, then they shall be rebuked.
这个是很重要。
So this is very important.
以弗所教会会试验你是不是个使徒啊。
And next, the church in Ephesus would test whether you are a true apostle.
当时的没有那个制度，组织没有现在那么健全。
In those days, the organization structure of the church is not as healthy as today.
有一些人到处跑啊，说我是使徒啊，我在传福音啊，你们要接待我啊。
And there are people who would go everywhere and tell them that I'm an apostle, so you have to receive me.
教会呢不是很清楚到底你是不是个使徒。
And the churches then were not very clear whether you are truly an apostle.
但是很简单，听听你讲的道就知道你是不是使徒。
But something a very simple hack is that to listen to your message, then we can tell whether you're a true apostle.
他们道理很懂。
So they know the word very well.
道理听多了你就懂。
So the more you hear the word, then you know more.
弟兄姐妹也是啊，你一直听道理，一直吸收灵粮。
So the same with brothers and sisters, you always listen to sermons and you absorb the word of God.
知道我们真理的体统是怎么样。
And you know what is the structure of the truth.
如果有一个人站在讲台讲那些怪怪的东西，你会听到这个怪怪，有时候不能马上讲出来哪里怪，但是就是觉得怪，对不对？
But if a speaker stands on the pulpit and begins to speak, you can tell that his message is strange or not.
所以他们会分辨什么是真假使徒。
So therefore, they were able to differentiate between the false and the true apostles.
再来呢，他们又会忍耐。
And next, they were able to tolerate.
教会可能很多圣工，很多 program， 很多活动。
So perhaps the church has a lot of different sacred works and activities.
要煮饭啊，要接待啊，要什么啊
？So there's the cooking work and the hospitality work.
就是很做很多工作，但是都不会说太累就不做了。
So there are many ministries in the church, but you will not say that I'm too tired, then I just quit.
刚刚讲的都是优点。
So what we just talked about were the good points of the church.
表面看来非常好啊。
So on the surface, the church looks very good.
如果今天我们太平洋教会，哇，又会分辨真理，又会斥责恶人，又不会困倦。
So today, if the Pacific Church can differentiate the truth, can rebuke the evil, and can tolerate,
又会分辨真理，真假使徒，
and can differentiate between the true and the false prophet, apostles,
是不是很好？
Then isn't that a great church?
应该是魔幻教会了。
So I believe you would be a model church.
但是人看教会跟神看教会不一样。
But the way humans look at the church and how God looks at the church is different.
人看的是表面。
A human looks at the superficial.
圣灵看的是你的内心，圣灵直接进到你心里面最底层的那个地方来检查你。
The outward, but the God in the Holy Spirit looks the deepest innermost part of your heart.
以弗所教会做了那么多事情。
So the church in Ephesus, they did a lot of things.
但是他们缺少一个最重要的关键的因素在里面。
But they lack a very important basic thing.
是缺了什么？
And what did they lack?
第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
圣灵责备他。
And the Holy Spirit rebuked them.
你把当初的那个爱，当初的那个爱丢弃了，离弃了。
You have left your first love.
什么意思？
So what does this mean?
有时候我们觉得说，哇，这个教会活动很多，这个人做很多事情。
Sometimes we find that, oh, this church has a lot of activities, and this person does a lot of work.
一定是很爱神啊。
So he must love the Lord a lot.
其实不一定。
But this may not be true.
人可以为了圣工很忙。
Some people may be busy for church work.
活动可以很多。
And he may organize a lot of activities.
但是里面，这里面那个动力不是因为爱神而做的。
But the motivation within him may not be done out of love for God.
有时候我们做事情是为了表面，为了责任而做的。
Sometimes we do church work because out of a sense of responsibility.
有时候我们是为了别人的赞美而做的。
And sometimes we do it for the sake of the compliments or praises from others.
有时候呢，是不得不做的，但是要做得很很不甘愿。
And sometimes we have no choice but to do it very unwillingly.
但是心里面不是真正为了爱神而做。
And we do things not because from the deepest of our hearts that we love a God.
这个就是人与人之间关系也好，人跟神之间关系也好，最重要的是什么？
So whether we talk about relationship, a relationship between man and man and relationship with man and God, what is most important?
最重要的是爱。
So most important in relationships are love.
还有呢，这里特别强调啊，是起初的那种很热的。温度很高的爱。
So here emphasize the very important love, which is the first love that is the most hot.
当你一开始看到一个人的时候。
When you first met a person.
尤其是你看到你喜欢的人的时候。
Especially when you see a person that you like.
通常那个强感觉都很强烈。
So very often the feeling is very strong.
通常你为了要得到他，为了要追求他，你会花尽你所有的力量，把你的心都掏出来，钱包当然也要掏出来。
So very often.In order to chase or to get this person that you like, you would even pluck out your hearts and spend everything in your wallet to pursue this person.
尤其是男生追女生的时候啊。
Especially when a boy chases a girl.
还没得到的时候。
Before you get her.
通常那个时候表现是最好。
Most often, that is when you are at your best.
有一个弟兄啊。
There is a brother.
跟一个姐妹交往。
And was in a relationship with a sister.
他们住了城市相隔了300多公里。
So they live in cities that are separated about 3 kilometers.
300 kilometers.
300 kilometers away.
200 miles. 250 miles.
It's about 250 miles.
开车要开车要三个多小时。
So when they drive, it takes 3 hours drive.
哇，他为了要追这个姐妹。
So in order to chase this sister.
礼拜五一下班5点钟就开车上去另外一个城市守安息日。
So right after work on a Friday at 5 o'clock, he would drive for 3 hours to go to the next city to have to keep the Sabbath there.
一开始教会的人看到这个弟兄为什么会跑那么远来守安息日。
So in the beginning, the church members there were wondering.
那么热心啊。
Oh, wow, he is so dedicated. He drives 3 hours to come here for service.
后来发现。哇，为什么跑那么远上来聚会，就是为了这个姐妹。
But afterwards, they realized that he drives so far in order to woo this sister.
不是woo了啊，就是去chase了啊。
In order to chase this sister.
woo就比较难听一点啊，好像害她这样子。他是真的是喜欢的。
Woo is just more negative, so he actually really liked her.
那礼拜天又开3个钟头车又回到家里。
Then on Sunday, he would also drive 3 hours to return home.
他住在别人家或者住旅馆了。
So on the weekend,
不然住在姐妹家嘛，保守圣洁啊。
Yeah, he would stay at hotel or at a member's home.
来回6-7个钟头。
So the round trip takes him 6 hours.
机油也是钱。
So gas needs money.
然后的住宿也是钱。
Lodging also needs money.
当然还要去跟这个姐妹交往，也要花钱。
And to spend time with the sister, he has to use some money.
哇，但是喜欢啊。
But he likes her.
当你喜欢的话，300公里都很近。
So if you like someone, 300 kilometers is very near.
每天就是等着那个周末，我要开300公里。
So every day he would just wait for the weekend so that he can drive the 300 kilometers.
开的时候也是觉得很快乐，哇，要见面了。
So even as he drives, he's so happy because he's gonna see her.
这个就是爱呀，这个叫起初的爱呀。
So this is love. This is first love.
对方喜欢什么买上去啊，要带她去吃什么啊。
So what she likes, he will buy and all the food that she likes.
因为一个礼拜只能见2天了。
Because in 1 week, he can only see her twice.
太宝贵了。
So it's very precious.
后来他想一想，算算荷包，这样子很花钱，还是把她娶回来哦。
Then he start thinking.
每个礼拜就不用跑。
Then he start thinking that if he does this for a long term, it's waste a lot of money. So he decided to marry her.
娶回来最划算，每天都见得到，又不用付出那么多。
Because it's most economical to just marry her.
大部分的人追太太的时候都是这种的啊，这种热情啊。
So most people when they chase after their wives, they are so zealous.
但是问题是，娶到的人几个对太太还是当初追她一样那么好的。
But now the question is that how many of us here, after you have won your wife over, that you will still love her as your first love? A very few of us.
得到了嘛，都是自己的人。
Because you have already gotten her.
干嘛还对她那么好？
So why do I have to be so good to her still?
煮饭，洗衣服。
Okay, go cook and do the laundry, take care of the kids.
太太说可不可以出去吃一个饭呢？哎呀，外面吃很贵，赶快煮。
Then the wife asks, can we just go out eat at the restaurant? No, hurry up, go cook. Outside is too expensive, we need to save up.
对不对？
Am I right?
一开始追的时候不是这个款呢。
So in the beginning, when you chase your wife, this is not the brand.
怎么得到了应该对她更好才对啊。
So after you have gotten her, you should treat her even better, isn't it?
结果呢就理所当然。
But the result is that you take her for granted.
我们对神的心，我们对主耶稣的心就是这样。
So our hearts towards God, towards the Lord Jesus is also like this.
哇，刚刚信主了，刚刚追求主的时候，刚刚认识主的时候。
So in the beginning, when we first got to know the Lord, when we try to pursue to know Him,
很热心。
We are very zealous.
等着要来教会。
We couldn't wait to come to church.
有个弟兄告诉我。
There is a brother who told me.
他说20年前我刚来教会的时候。
He told me that 20 years ago when I first came to church.
天天盼着要来教会。
Every day I would look forward to come to church.
礼拜五晚上我要盼着要来教会。
On Friday night I would look forward to come to church.
然后呢，他一下班。
And then right after work.
就是要赶去教会。
He would rush to church.
他说啊，膀胱里面还有一次小便。
He says that.
还有一些尿在膀胱。
Okay, and sometimes he would even have a full bladder.
但是他说我不行哦，我要去小便的话，我就浪费了2分钟了。
But he said no, I can't. I have to hold it because if I delay some more, I'll waste 2 minutes.
我要冲去教会，在教会小便。
I will have to rush to church and go to the restroom at church.
我说你有没有搞错啊？教会身体不好哎。
I said, are you sure? This is bad for your health.
是会伤膀胱哎。
It will hurt your bladder.
他说没办法，那个时候都是。很想尽快到教会。
He said, "No choice. At that time, in point, I really want to be at church."
耶稣太爱我了。
So because the Lord Jesus truly loves me,
尽快要去见耶稣。
I want to hurriedly go see Jesus.
所以 忍不住忍住小便都要赶快先到教会。
So even if he had
晚间聚会下班。
So even if he had to hold his bladder, he would rush to church for the evening service even without skipping dinner.
礼拜六又更不用讲了，整天来。
So we don't have to even talk about Sabbath. He would spend the entire Saturday at church.
我说听他这个见证，那我问他，那为什么下礼拜五没看到你
？So then after I heard his testimony, then I asked you, then why is it that now I don't see you on Friday evening services?
他说不好意思，他没有讲原因。
He said, "Oh, I'm really sorry, but he didn't give me the reason."
这个都是人。
So this is a human.
如果你没有一直灌注新的能量、新的爱在这个关系里面
，So if you do not renew this love, then you will
这个火、这个爱的火一定是慢慢就冷淡掉。
So if you do not try to renew this relationship, then this flame of love will begin to diminish.
就像柴火就是那么多啊，你让它烧烧到最后就变灰了。
Because this is you only have so much logs to burn it with.
除非你一直加炭，一直加木材。
Unless you continue to add charcoal or of logs onto the flame.
一直给它吹风。
Continue to flame the fire.
它可以维持那个温度，甚至可以更大的温度。
Only then can the temperature of the love be maintained or even be higher.
但是我们今天呢，慢慢已经失去对神起初的爱。你不是没爱心，但是没有起初的爱心。
But today, we have slowly, gradually lost our first love towards God. It's not that we don't love God anymore, but it's slowly turning cold.
表面我们还是爱主。
So on the surface, it seems that we still love God.
一个礼拜有聚会一次啊。
So at least once a week, I go to church.
圣工有安排还是会来。
And when the church assigns me work, I still do them.
但是里面那个火热的心啊，那个很兴奋，那个很被主吸引的心，早就不见了。
But this fiery flame of faith within us that is so greatly attracted to God is gone.
没有这个爱就变表面化咯。
So without this love, then everything becomes very superficial.
对，就是为了责任而做咯。
We do things out of responsibility.
今天很多夫妻关系都是剩表面化而已。
And today, there are many husband and wives a relationship is also very superficial.
剩下责任而已。
And all is left of their relationship is only responsibility.
那个爱。早就不见了。
Because the love has already gone.
这个就是问题。
So this is the great problem.
这个就是危机。
And this is a crisis.
圣灵已经责备当时的教会。
So therefore, the Holy Spirit has already rebuked the church then.
圣灵也是责备今天的我们。
So the Holy Spirit likewise rebuke us today.
今天我们教会的活动很多。
So today in our church we have many activities.
区的活动，全国的活动。
We have activities in the region as well as nationally.
今天我们也懂得分辨真假。
Today we also can tell between right and wrong.
道理那么多，听那么多。
Because we have heard so much sermons and truth.
但是心底里面对主耶稣那个爱。
But deep down inside us, our love towards the Lord Jesus,
还在不在？
Is it still there?
这个要反省。
So we need to examine ourselves.
那为什么会失去起初的爱呢？
So how did we end up losing this first love?
这个我们从人的关系里面去思考就知道了。
So if we meditate on this from the perspective of a human relationship, we can find the answer.
好了，两个人结婚了，夫妻关系，为什么结婚之后反而变得不好？
So now let's take the example of a married couple. Why is it that after marriage, their love becomes colder?
这个当然有可能有很多的原因。
And perhaps there are a few reasons for this.
但是其中一个主要的原因。
But one main reason.
可能就是关系当中出现了第三者。
Could probably be because a third party has emerged in the relationship.
你的心已经不在你配偶身上。
In other words, your heart is no longer with your spouse.
你的心被别人吸引了。
Your heart has been attracted by someone else.
这个自然你对原来的配偶的爱就会慢慢减少。
So that very naturally, your love for your spouse would decrease.
如果被外面吸引到某一个地步。
So if you are attracted by an external attraction,
可能就会真的是会走差了。
Or party, then very likely you would go the wrong way.
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of Song of Songs.
James.
Sorry, the book of James.
新约的雅各书。
James in the New Testament.
第五节。
Chapter 5.
第四节，好。第四节，四章第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
雅各书。
James.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。
One, two, three.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世事为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世事为友的，就是与神为敌了。好，第五节。
Verse 5.
你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱治愈嫉妒的吗？这里告诉我们，神的灵在我们里面是在火烧一样啊。
So here tells us that the Spirit of God that lives in us is just like a flame, burning flame.
神非常爱我们。
A God truly loves us.
神对我们的爱从起初到现在没有改变过，没有减少过。
God's love from the beginning to the end never changes, never decreases.
但是我们对神的爱呢，就越来越少。
But yet our love towards God keeps decreasing.
为什么？
Why?
这里说了，有可能是因为你跟世俗，你跟世俗很接近。
So here tells us the reason. It's because you are very close to the world.
与世俗为友啊。
And that you are friends with the world.
这个为友不是说啊，我跟外面有一些朋友认识，没有信主的人是交朋友，不是这个意思。
So to be friends with the world does not mean that you have non-believing members as your friends.
我们基督徒一定要在外面有朋友。
As Christians, we must have friends outside the church.
你没有朋友怎么传福音？
Because if you don't have these friends, then how can you preach?
你不要以为说我在外面没有一个朋友就是很属灵。
So don't think that, oh, I don't have any friends outside church means that you are very spiritual.
不是。
No.
你一定要在外面交朋友。
You must make friends outside the church.
你才有办法灵恩布道会的时候邀请人来。
Only then during evangelical services you can invite friends over.
但是你交朋友不是为了交朋友而交朋友。
But you make friends outside, not for the sake of making friends.
你更不是交了朋友，被他影响了你的思想、你的行为。
And not to make friends so that they can influence your thoughts and your actions.
你交朋友是为了要拉他来救他灵魂啊。
You make friends with them so that you can bring them to church and save their souls.
但是你世俗为友，就是你被他影响。
But if you are friends with the world, means you are influenced by them.
你的心已经被他带走了。
And your hearts have been taken away by them.
你的想法已经变成世俗的想法了。
And your thoughts have become the thinking of the world.
这个就是内心的问题。
And this has to do with the problem in your heart.
今天很多基督徒来教会。
So today there are many Christians who come to church.
有来守安息日哦。
They do come physically to keep the Sabbath.
有做圣工哦。
And they do church work.
但是心中的想法已经跟世界差得不远了。
But their thoughts in their hearts are no longer different from that of the world.
看世界的娱乐。
They watch the entertainment of the world.
听世界的音乐。
They listen to the music of the world.
心中的想法是已经跟世界差不多。
And their thoughts is just like that of the world.
就好像一对夫妻。
So it's just like a couple.
请问结婚之后可不可以有异性朋友？
So let me ask you a question that after marriage, can you still have a platonic friend, can you have friends of the opposite gender?
有人说了，朋友而已嘛。
So some people say, oh, we're just friends.
你小心一点。
But let me tell you, be careful.
你外面所谓的异性朋友，要一起吃饭，要一起聊天，一起坐车。
So if you have, after marriage, you have a friends of the opposite gender, you will eat with them, drive with them, and chat with them.
你花那么多时间跟这个异性，又不是你的配偶。
And you spend so much time of this person of the opposite gender who is not your spouse.
你的心迟早会偏离的，会偷走的。
And gradually your heart will be led astray and will be stolen.
如果你弟兄来说，你外面有一个异性朋友可以谈心啊，整天花时间在一起啊。
So if you, for example, if you are a brother and there's someone of opposite gender that you can share confidential things.
好，你太太一定很嫉妒。
Then your wife will, of course, be very jealous.
怎么你可以这样花那么多时间跟她在一起？
How can you be like this? You spend so much time with her.
好像你的心都跟她在一起了。
And your hearts are all on her.
今天神就是这样嫉妒。
So today God is as jealous as this.
我的孩子，我所爱的属灵的心腹就是教会。
Oh, my children, they are spiritually my bride, which is the church.
她心里面整天都是被世界充满。
But in her heart, it is full of the world.
怎么会这样？
How did this happen?
来到教会。
We come to church.
手机还是不离手。
But our handphones, our cell phones are always in our hands.
我不晓得这边的情况。
I don't know the situation here.
很多别的地方啊。
But in many other churches.
讲道的时候很多都是头低低的。
During sermons, I would see the congregation, their heads are looking down.
为什么头低低？
Why are their heads looking down?
感谢主，你们今天没有头低低啊。
Thank the Lord, I see that no one's head are looking down.
有些头低低，一直滑手机啊。
Some people are just always looking down because they're just swiping the handphone.
看新闻啊。
And some are just watching the news.
在中午爱餐的时候，也是在看世界的东西。
And during the lunch at the fellowship hall, they will also use their cell phones.
在世界还看不够，来到教会心都还没有在神的殿。
So outside the church, they have not had enough of the news, and when they come to church, they still have to look at the cell phone.
科技越发达，心越不能专。
So the more advanced technology is, the less our hearts can focus.
真的，我看到有时候一些夫妻坐在一个高级的餐馆吃饭。
So it's true. Very often, I would see couples. They would eat in a very high-end restaurant.
然后坐下来呢，就自己划，两个人自己划自己的。
And after they sit down, they both would just swipe on their own individual phones.
我住的地方有一个高级的餐馆，在路边露天的地方，他们坐在那里。
So near where I live, there is a very high-end restaurant with an open
open air
area, and I didn't go in.
Patio,
patio, open air patio. I didn't go in, but I can see from outside.
那么好的环境，如果进去坐着吃就好了啊。
So I said, wow, such a nice ambiance. But if only I could go in, that's great.
那两个人穿着光鲜、高级、有钱，两个俊男美女坐在那边。
But I see this couple, they dress so well.
坐下来，那边有点餐，就一整个看手机。
And they're very good looking. And but after they ordered the food, I just saw them both just kept looking at the handphone.
我的结论是，一定是夫妻。
So my conclusion
is that 在一起很久了。
So my conclusion is that they must be a married couple, or that they have been together for a long time.
刚刚初恋的这样子，肯定追不到了嘛，对不对？
Because had they been new lovers, then he will not be able to win the girl over.
所以有时候啊。我们跟神的关系就是慢慢被别的东西偷走我们的心。
So very often, our relationship with God is just like a relationship where our hearts is gradually being stolen.
比如说灵恩会那么重要。
For example, the spiritual convocation is so important.
请一天假来礼拜五灵恩会很困难吗？
Is it that difficult for you just to take one day off from work?
很多信徒告诉我，哇，感谢神了，我现在做了这个工作三个礼拜假，四个礼拜假，
many
好多。我说美国的假那么多啊。
So I've met members in the U.S. who tells me that thank God that now with my job I have 3 to 4 weeks of days off.
甚至一个告诉我有两个月的假一年。
I said, wow, the U.S. Workers have so many days off, and some members have 2 months off.
但是为什么灵恩会的时候请假来的人那么少？
But then why is it that during spiritual convocation so few members take time off from work?
一天很宝贵啊，留着去度假。
One day is very important, but I can reserve it for my vacation.
你要去坐游轮，然后就回台湾。
I will use it to go on cruise or to go back home to Taiwan.
灵恩会啊，浪费时间啊。心里面讲了，但嘴巴不敢讲
出来。So attending spiritual convocation,
礼拜六来就好了。
It's a waste of time. Of course, you say in your hearts, you would not dare say it out. But I just go to church on Saturdays. That's enough.
记不记得我刚刚讲的那个例子？
But do you remember the example that I told you earlier?
少一点见主耶稣，那一泡尿都要忍住。
That member that for the sake of being able to see the Lord earlier, he would hold on to his bladder and then rush to church.
饭都没吃。
He even skipped his dinner.
这个就是主耶稣。在找的爱。
So this is the kind of love that the Lord Jesus is looking for.
主耶稣说，不要告诉我你有在做圣工啊。
So the Lord Jesus says, don't tell me that you have done church work.
不要告诉我说你知道你会分辨真假。
Don't tell me that you know how to differentiate right and wrong.
那个很重要。
That is important.
但是主耶稣问你当初对我的关系，你当初看中我的心，今天在不在？
But what the Lord Jesus wants from you is that first love that you had for me, is it still there?
所以有可能我们的心被偷走。
So perhaps our hearts have been stolen.
第二个原因，为什么我们的爱心不见，起初的爱不见。
So the second reason as to why our first love has disappeared.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
24章。
Chapter 24.
12节。
Verse 12.
马太福音24章十二节。
Matthew 24 verse 12.
马太二十四章十二节。
Matthew 24 verse 12。
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。
One, two, three.
只因不法的事争夺，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡。主耶稣已经预言了，末世的人一定是越来越没有爱心的。
So the Lord Jesus has prophesied that people in the end time they will definitely have less love.
为什么？
Why?
因为不法的事情增多了。
It's because lawlessness has increased.
在社会上面，罪恶增多了。
So in the society, sins have increased.
啊，你帮别人，可能还会被别人反咬你一口啊。
So you try to help others, but instead you might be bitten by them.
有一些国家哦，很会敲别人的。
So there are some countries that they try to take advantage of you.
Extortion 啊。
They try to extort you.
他跌在路上，你过去扶他一下，哦，他说是你推我的。
So when you try to help someone that fall on the street, you help them and they will say, oh, you are the one who caused me to fall.
你要赔我医药费。
then you have to pay for my medical expenses.
这种在中国最多，在大陆最多。
So this kind of cases happen the most in China.
很多人都说，哇，看到一个老人跌倒啊，你不要随便过去扶啊，不然的话他会勒索你。
So in those countries, we were told that don't help those who have fallen, otherwise they might in turn extort you.
啊，在美国不晓得还会不会这样子。
So I'm not sure if this kind of things happen in the U.S.
但是不法的事越来越多，大家就怕了。
But because lawlessness has increased, people become very fearful.
怕去帮别人
了。We are afraid to help others.
怕去爱别人了。
And we're afraid to love others.
但是在教会里面，我们不能被这样子影响。
But in the church, we cannot be influenced by this.
教会最吸引人的地方是什么？
So what is the thing that attracts people the most in the church?
第一个是真理。
First is the truth.
教会要传讲真理，高举真理。
The truth must manifest and proclaim the truth.
这个是最重要的。
And this is most important.
但是讲完道之后呢？
But after we have shared the truth, then what?
如果教会都冷冷的，
If the church is so cold,
这个也不跟那个讲话，大家赶着回家。
And you don't interact with another, all you do is to just rush home.
你这个讲道的再会讲也没有用啊，留不住人啊。
So regardless how eloquent you are, you cannot keep the members.
你这个道理再纯呢？
Regardless how pure your doctrine is,
你留不住人。
You cannot keep the people.
尤其是留不住慕道者。
And especially you cannot attract the truth seekers.
教会要有温度。
Or keep them, because the church needs to maintain a certain temperature.
跟主耶稣初恋的时候那个温度。
The church has to maintain that high temperature of the first love.
这个负责人要带头。
So this has to be started and led by the council members.
信徒就会开始。跟进
Then the members would follow.
啊，第三个原因。
And the third reason.
为什么会失去起初的爱
How could we lose the first love?
就是因为我们忘记神的恩典。
It's because we have forgotten the grace of God.
好像两夫妻也是一样。
It's just like a couple.
你不一直想对方的好处。
If you stop thinking of the good of your spouse.
你只是要求对方给你更多
and all you ask is of him to give of you
你一定是失望
then you will be disappointed
对方也会要求你、啊、
because your spouse would also ask of you
你也没有对我好啊
you didn't also treat me well
为什么我要对你好
so why then do I have to be good to you
如果反过来
but if on the other hand
你一直回想对方的恩典
you always reflect on the good points of your spouse
你就会感恩
then you will be grateful
你的配偶不完美
Your spouse may not be perfect
就好像你自己不完美
Just like you yourself is not perfect
但是对方还是选择你
Your spouse has still chosen you
他可以不选你
So your spouse can choose not to have you
你很好吗
Are you that great?
照照镜子
Look at the mirror yourself
很漂亮吗
Are you that pretty?
也没有
You're not that, you're just so-so
你很聪明吗
Are you that smart?
有时候常做笨的事情
And very often you do foolish things
脾气很好吗
Are you good-tempered?
也常常坏脾气。
But often you also have bad temper.
对方可以不要你的。
So your spouse can choose not to have you.
你不要以为自己大不了。
Don't think that you are so high and mighty.
但是想想对方，哇，还是包容你。
But if you reflect and see that, oh yes, my spouse still accepts me and tolerate me.
我也要包容。
Then of course I have to show tolerance to my spouse.
我们跟神的关系也是。
So the same with our relationship with God.
神很爱我们。
God truly loves us.
他爱我们的地方。因为我们不好，神还接纳我们。
So even though we're not good enough, God still accepts us and He still loves us.
就算我们一辈子灵修啊，我们也没有办法做到神的标准。
So even if we spiritually cultivate ourselves, all our lives, we cannot meet up the standard of God.
还是接纳我
们。But God would still accept us.
但是如果一忘记神的恩典
，But as soon as we forget the grace of God,
我们会慢慢的、慢慢失去对神的爱。
Then we will gradually lessen our love towards God.
所以我们要常常回想神的恩典。
Therefore, we have to constantly reflect on the grace of God.
灵恩会来了，就是要想想神对你的恩典有多大。
So the reason why we come to spiritual convocation is for us to reflect on the great grace of God in our lives.
最后一个原因，为什么我们对神的爱会越来越少
？So the final reason as to why our love towards God has lessened.
我觉得是跟疫情也有关系。
So I feel that it has to do with the pandemic.
啊，疫情之后有一批人对神冷淡。
So after the pandemic, there is a group of people whose love towards God has turned cold.
不是很多，那是有一批。
There's not a lot, just a small group.
疫情是一个考验。
So the pandemic is a time of test.
是不是？
Am I right?
疫情之后，教会少了一批人。
So after the pandemic, the church has lost a group of people.
怕什么？
What are we afraid of?
怕疫情吗?
I'm afraid of the pandemic.
那疫情开始最严重的时候怕疫情是正常。
So when the pandemic is most serious, it's normal for us to fear it.
但是你现在还在怕疫情的话，
But if at this moment you are still afraid of the pandemic,
现在还因为怕疫情不敢回来会堂聚会，
And if you're still afraid of the pandemic and afraid to come into the chapel for worship,
自我安慰，我有在家里聚会啊。
And then you try to self-comfort and say that, oh, I joined the online service at home.
我有在线上聚会啊。
So I worship online.
这个就自己骗自己。
So this is just a deceiving.Yourself.
你在家里跟谁聚会？你就自己在看着电视而已嘛，看着电脑而已嘛。
So who are you worshiping at home? You're just worshiping with a computer. You just turn on the computer.
聚会就是除了你跟神听到的之外，你还有跟弟兄姐妹有互动、有交流啊。
Because worshiping is not only does not only involve listening to sermons, but you have to come into church and fellowship with the members.
你有机会去爱别人。
So that you have this opportunity to love others.
你也有机会被爱。
So that you also have the opportunity to be loved.
这个关系当中，跟神的关系也更亲近。
And through this interaction, your relationship with God will get closer.
你一不来教会，少来教会。
But if you stop coming to church or reduce coming to church,
也许因为疫情的关系。
Well, perhaps it could be due to the pandemic.
也许是因为别的原因。
Or it could be due to other reasons.
你少来教会了，信爱神的爱在你心中就减少了。
So if you reduce your church attendance, then your love towards God will slowly decrease.
好，所以我们来看希伯来书的第十章。
Now let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
希伯来书的第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
十章二十四节。
Hebrews 10 verse 24. Let's read together.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。这里圣经告诉我们。
So here the Bible tells us.
怎么样激起那个爱心？
So how to stir up that love?
爱心掉了，怎么激起来？
So after you have lost that love, how can you stir it back?
第一就是悔改。
First is to repent.
第二就是要在神面前，我们要在团契的生活再次建立起来。
A second is we have to redevelop this life of fellowship.
大家互相的鼓励。
And assemble and to encourage one another.
重新把起初的爱心把它召回来。
And to find back that first love that you have lost.
弟兄姐妹，我们回想一下。
Brothers and sisters, let us reflect.
什么东西让你跟神的关系疏远
了？So what are the things that have made you distant from God?
有时候你将自己的爱心，自己对神的那种爱啊，跟慕道者比一下。
So let us take our own love and compare that with that of the true seeker's love.
刚刚认识神的人比一下。
And compare our love to those members who are newly baptized.
有位慕道者。
There is a truth seeker.
他听到今天有布道会，有灵恩会。
He heard that the church had a spiritual convocation.
哦，那明天灵恩会啊，那么重要、啊。
And he says that, oh, there's a spiritual convocation tomorrow. It's so important.
他本来有一个牙齿的 appointment.
He actually had a doctor's appointment on that day.
他说，那我打电话去 cancel.
Then he said, okay, I'll call and cancel the appointment.
他说，拔牙齿天天可以拔。
Because every day I can always extract my teeth.
灵恩会我要把握机会。
But spiritual convocation, I have to grasp hold of the opportunity.
Cancel appointment 就来灵恩会。
Cancel the appointment and come for spiritual convocation.
听了很感动。
So when I heard that, I was so touched.
这就是起初的爱。
So this is what we call the first love.
为了主耶稣，不顾一切，我就是要亲近主。
So for the sake of the Lord Jesus, I don't care about anything. All I want is to draw close to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天对神的爱还在不在？
So brothers and sisters, let me ask you, is your first love for the Lord still there?
怎么样才可以找回这个爱？
So then how can we find back this lost love?
除了悔改啊，多聚会啊之外啊。
So other than repenting and attending more church services.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's find the answer in the book.Of Romans,
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5
第五节
verse 5
罗马五章五节
Romans 5 verse 5
这句非常的重要，一定要画起来。
This verse is very important. Please underline it.
五章五节
chapter 5 verse 5
大声读
Let's read out loud.
一二三
One, two, three.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里啊。这棵植物如果没有浇水，它就会干掉，就会死掉。
So for this plant, if you don't water it, it will dry and it will wither and die.
我们的灵命慢慢枯萎了。
So likewise, our spiritual life is gradually withering.
你没有办法去爱神。
That, and then you no longer can love God.
你没有办法去爱人。
You no longer can love others.
问题出在哪里？
And where does the problem lie?
你觉得你从神来的爱领受的少。
Because you feel that the love you receive from God has lessened.
他说如果一个人很看重祷告。
But if a person, focuses priority on prayer.
常常被圣灵充满。
And is often filled with the Holy Spirit.
就算他在患难当中。
And even if he is in tribulation.
他觉得神很爱他。
He will feel that God still loves him.
我看过这样的信徒。
I have seen such members.
通常生活过得艰苦的。更爱神。
Members who live in great difficulty loves the Lord more.
穷的更爱神。
The poorer they are, the more they love God.
生病的更爱神。
The more sick they are, the more they love God.
他们在祷困难当中一直祷告，一直被圣灵充满。
Because in their tribulation, they kept praying and they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
神就在患难当中一直倒给他们，都有圣灵。浇灌这个爱在他生命。
So therefore, in the tribulation, God kept pouring down the Holy Spirit and the love on them.
这个就是关键。
And this is the
this
is, this is the crux of the matter.
所以我们现在要剩下的15分钟要来祷告。
So now we have left with 15 minutes. Let us put it in prayer.
圣灵将神的爱出来一次浇灌在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit once again pour down the love of God inside of us.
圣灵已经开始工作了。
And this will be the beginning of the work of the Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上牧道者彬彬已经得圣灵了。
Last night, our truth seeker Bin Bin has received the Holy Spirit.
早上一位弟兄，圣灵感动很强烈了，已经开始灵言了。
And this morning, we have a brother, who's been moved by the Holy Spirit and beginning to speak in tongues.
圣灵已经开始工作。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is beginning to work.
我们求圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心。
So we ask the Holy Spirit to pour down the love of God in us.
让我们更爱神。
So that we can love God more.
一起出来到前面。
Let's together come to the front and pray.